Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers. This is your host, Allison, and we are being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And thank you kindly for joining me this evening. You know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about right off the bat was that I've done several workshops lately, and I spoke to my audience about the fact that this is an 11 universal year and how unusual this energy is for all of us on the planet. We have not experienced the energy of the 11 in over 100 years, so most of us who are born have not experienced this. And this 11 energy represents enlightenment. It represents standing in your truth, seeking the truth, and a heightened connection to the spiritual realm, for starters. In other words, this year can be quite interesting as far as paranormal experiences, whether that means dreams, visions, UFOs, or what have you. The doors are open, people. So when I asked my audience if they noticed an increase in paranormal activity, there was a whole lot of affirmative head-shaking going on in the audience. I even mentioned it in my newsletter this morning, and I asked my subscribers to email me their stories. And although the newsletter was just sent out today, there's been quite a heavy response. So I'm asking you, my listeners, do you feel it? Have you been having some unusual experiences, maybe with some dreams, maybe seeing spirits or orbs, or even strange lights in the sky, or anything that falls into the paranormal category? Give the show a call tonight. That's what I'm here for. Share your story. And if you'd rather not be on the air, you know, talking live to me, it can be intimidating, I suppose, although I'm such an easygoing person, I can't imagine why anybody would be intimidated. But anyhow, if you don't want to go live on air, email me, okay? And share your story with me, because it's really fascinating, really interesting. The people that I've been talking to that have been having some pretty intense experiences that would be fall right into that paranormal category. Just this Sunday, my husband and I were just chilling. The dogs were on the bed. We were talking, and we kind of stopped talking. We kind of had our eyes closed, and my husband jumped after a little bit, and he said, "Did you feel that?" And I said, "Feel what?" And he said, "Somebody just tapped on my foot 3 times." And that kind of cracked me up, because he's not the kind of person that usually gets that sort of thing. I would be more than likely to get that sort of thing. And, you know, he was pretty jazzed about it. So there's just one little small thing that's happening in, you know, this household. So I'm kind of interested in what's happening in yours. Because really, this 11 energy that the universe, and that's all of us, are experiencing, really does signify a much more closer connection to the spiritual realm. So like I said, you've got a story to share, give me a call. I'm going to give you the numbers. You can call toll-free USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And if you live in the California area, you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. Okay. Be interested to see if anybody's going to call. I'm also going to be taking your calls as well. If you want to have a numerology reading, I would be happy to do that for you if you are looking for some insight and direction this year. I just take a look at your numbers and see what they have to say and give you a little bit of guidance. So you're also welcome to call in if you want to have me do a reading for you. I just need your date of birth. Okay. Now, we had a really fun show last week with feng shui expert Maggie Salter, and I had the most fun preparing for that interview. Now, I've studied feng shui not to the extent that Maggie has, but probably just enough to be dangerous. And, you know, we never got to half of what I wanted to discuss on last week's show, so I thought I would take a little bit of time during this show and talk a little feng shui to you. I mean, it's just a really cool thing to put into practice into your life, especially given this high vibration of this year, all that's going on. You know, you can't solve the problems of the world, but you can create a peaceful environment in which to live. And by creating that environment, it'll help you to get through all this chaos. And, you know, the one other thing that I want to say before we ever get to the feng shui is meditation, okay? You know, so many people, you know, especially in all the readings that I do, there are certain numbers that really numerology advocates meditation for it. It just really helps you to stay in your energy, to center yourself, to ground yourself, to balance yourself. And this really applies to us all. And it never ceases to amaze me how people say, well, I do it once in a while, or, you know, I just can't get into it, or the thousand, I don't know how, all those excuses. But I just want to say one thing about meditation, especially given, you know, all this chaos that's going on in the world today. You know, this is the one thing that you can do for yourself to help yourself, you know, just stay in center. And we are spiritual beings having a physical existence. When you think in terms of how much time you spend taking care of your physical body, I mean, just think about it. I mean, doing your hair, getting your hair cut, getting it dyed, styled, getting up every morning and just messing around with your hair, makeup, you know, showers, clothing, shopping for clothes, food, preparing food to feed your physical body, shelter for your physical body, going to work. All these things are dealing with the physical aspects of you. But you are a spiritual being, and you must take care of that part of you just as much as you take care of the physical part of you. And so if you take 15 minutes a day, and just whether you put on some soft vibrational music and just listen to it, or maybe perhaps, you know, you have a specific way that you meditate, you know, taking that 15 minutes a day is really important for you to keep you healthy, keep you happy. So I really do recommend taking that time, programming it into your busy schedules, and doing a little bit of meditation. Okay, I think I have a caller. I'm not sure who's calling, but I guess I better ask. Who's calling?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Who's this?
Louie. Louie with a Z.
Okay, and what can I do for you?
I have a question about my career path. Do you see me getting a job anytime soon in law enforcement?
In law enforcement. Can you give me your date of birth, please, dear?
Sure. It's April 20th, 1984.
Let me just make sure that I got your date of birth right. 4/20/1984.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay, just give me a second, and we will take a look-see here and see what's up. Okay. I really, really feel that your life path number is definitely a person that would do really well in law enforcement. And that's what you're talking about, law enforcement?
Yes.
Okay. Because you're a natural-born leader. And you also are natural-born authority, and you also have, you know, built into that energy a certain amount of bravery and courage. And also, you know, ones are very protective people. And, you know, so really when we look at your life path number, you have all the makings of a police officer or someone that definitely could stand the test of being a police officer. But the one thing that I see here is you do have a certain amount of sensitivity as well. I think that you would be a very intuitive police officer, if you don't mind my saying so. it's almost like having gut feelings or kind of like knowing, sensing how what may or may not happen. But I think you're going to be really sensitive to energy as well. So it's going to make you kind of really intuitive at what you do. Now, I'm just a little bit concerned about, you know, when you're around, when you think about being a police officer and you think about being around the negativity that that kind of a job is going to bring, you know, whether it's difficult situations, emotional situations and all of that. You've got some challenges and you also got some energy here that says you're quite empathic. You're very sensitive to energy. And I would just like be wanting to say to you, you know, to be aware of that, that you really can pick up some of that energy and carry it around with you or have it affect you without realizing it. Do you know, have you ever noticed that about yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, that would be the only drawback because you have like almost like two kinds of energy sitting in your chart. One, the big, bad, fearless leader, the police officer, but you also got the energy of someone that likes to help others, that's very sensitive, that can be quite emotional, and certainly very sensitive to their surroundings. You know, but you might make, like, when it comes to mediating, you know, because quite often police officers come in and they mediate. They act as diplomats. Sometimes they have to use a certain amount of tact in order to resolve difficult situations. You might find that you're quite good at that because of your birthday number and also because of some of this other energy that I'm seeing. Now, this year, to answer your question, you're saying, do I see you getting a job in law enforcement? Well, one thing I want to ask you, have you ever worked in law enforcement up until this point?
No, never.
Never. Okay.
No, I only went to school for it.
You went to school for it. Well,
yeah.
You're in an 8-year, and an 8-year usually wants to reward you for whatever you may have done in the past 7 years. So obviously, you've gone to school and trained for this in the past 7 years. So I do feel that you've got a promotion coming. You have something good coming in along the lines of a career promotion. So you've never worked in law enforcement, so this could very well be your very first job in law enforcement. Because this year wants to give you a little bit of recognition, and it wants to help to move you forward with your career. Now, you want to pay attention. I don't know if there's a networking or people that you can talk to maybe in higher positions, or maybe you know somebody who knows somebody who is in law enforcement that can help you get the position. But I would also want you to, you may run into some powerful and influential people in law enforcement that can actually help you get this job. So feel free to, like, kind of, you know, put your best foot forward and maybe mention that you're kind of looking for a job and if they can help you out, because this year will also allow that for you as well. I do think, let's see. You know, it's very possible that the time where I really see you switching or making some major changes in your life is in June. Now, this absolutely can bring a new job with the five energy around you in June. So I would say that's probably your best bet month for getting a new job or having changes come into your life. And obviously, getting a new job and starting a new career is a significant change, and usually that happens in a 5 months. So I really want to flag June for you. And I also think September also as well is another month that's very positive for you bringing in or getting this job, okay? So those are the 2 months that, you know, you may even get hired in September, but you might have to go for some training and actually begin the job in November. But I really feel that by the time this year is over, there's two opportunities, either in June and then September getting the job, but November actually starting the job, okay? So I think it's really positive for you this year. And I really feel that you will do well with this because you're in some energy that really you want to help others. Is that your motivation for wanting to be a police officer?
Yes, it is.
Right, because you want to help those that are less fortunate or help people in need, that there's part of you that's kind of reaching out, not in a, I have to be the boss of you, but more in a, I want to help you sort of a way, right?
Yes.
Right. And I really see, especially in your latter years, and we're talking, I know it sounds like eons for somebody your age. I understand that. But I really see great success coming for you, especially after the age of 54. I mean in a very real way, with a great deal of power and money and success, and even maybe doing something that helps humanity, that helps everyone in a big way. So you've got some big stuff on your plate, especially later on in life, which really suggests great potential for doing something very significant with your life. So if this is your heart of hearts and what you desire to do, you know, there could be some really good stuff coming later on.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome, my dear.
Okay,
have
bye.
A nice night. All right, bye-bye. All righty then. There we go. All right, so as I said, when at the top of the hour, you know, we're taking calls all night long, so you're welcome to call in. If you've been experiencing perhaps some strange things, paranormal activity, or whatever you want to call it, this is an 11 universal year. I mentioned at the top of the hour, you know, give me a call. Share your story. Love to hear your story. I also said you can give me a call, and I would be happy to do my numerology thing on your date of birth and answer your questions and tell you what your numbers are saying, just like I did for our last caller. I would be delighted to do that. And in the meantime, I'm going to talk some smack about feng shui and share some of the things that I never got to talk about last show. So let me just give those numbers really quick again. You can call USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. So I was just finishing up talking about meditation, how important it was. And let me tell you, I know this medium, wonderful, wonderful medium, fantastic guy. He actually lives in Casadega, which is a spiritualist community down in Florida. And I attended many of his workshops on mediumship. And on the subject of where and when to meditate, he had some really good tips. So I'd like to share them with you just really quickly here. He said that we should meditate in the same place and at the same time every day. And he also recommends meditating in a wooden chair. So, of course, me, the woman of a thousand questions, had to find out, well, why same place, same time, and why the wooden chair? So, you know, I asked them. And, you know, it's kind of like making a date, more or less, to an honoring the guidance that you receive from above when you choose the same time and the same day and you make it a daily sort of a thing. It's kind of like honoring the divine within you as well as your divine connection. The reason for the wooden chair is because it is made from the earth and it helps to ground you to the earth prior to doing your meditations. And another thing that people do not realize is that when you meditate in the same place every day, when you sit there and do your meditations, you're actually building energy. You're creating some energy in that space that you are doing that meditation. So doing it in the same time, the same space every single day, you're intensifying that energy. And in turn, your meditations themselves should intensify. So you're actually intensifying your connection to the spiritual realm. You're intensifying, setting the intention, but you're also building up that energy in that place, in that chair, in order to bring forth messages from above. And he does say, you know, don't let anybody sit in your chair. You don't want them messing around with your energy. As a matter of fact, I toured his offices, and he doesn't allow anyone to sit in his chairs. You just, you know, I don't even know if you're supposed to touch them. Those are his wooden chairs. You don't go near them. So, you know, he's really kind of like, you know, really one of those people that not only talks the talk, but he walks the walk. And that was his recommendations, and I find that that really kind of worked for me, and I wanted to share that with you. Okay, so we're going to talk about a little bit of feng shui. Okay, one of the first subjects for feng shui, let's talk about abundance. Okay, y'all know that financially everybody's a little bit frightened. I'm sure that one way or another we've all lost some money recently, whether it's in the value of our homes, whether it's in our 401ks or our IRAs. Certainly, we lose our money at the grocery store every time we go to pay these outrageous prices that they're charging, and also at the gas stations. So I'm sure finances are something that really is on your mind. Now, wouldn't it be lovely, 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 if you could just do a little feng shui in your home and help to pull in and draw abundance to you? Now, what have you got to lose? Do you have anything to lose? No. What difference, you know, just trying it, see how it works. But really, feng shui is based upon bringing qi, which is good, positive, life force energy, into your home. It's based on astrology. It's based on geology. I have some numerology thrown in there. It's a very ancient form of divination of sorts. And it's really a fascinating subject to study. So if you want to bring abundance in your house, let me give you a few tips. Citrine. How many of you have got some citrine just laying around the house, maybe in a bowl of rocks or something? Citrine, for centuries, is believed to be one of the most powerful gems for generating wealth. It's known by the Chinese as the merchant stone. It brings excellent luck with business, fortune, and wealth. So if you've got a citrine, you know, you would want to certainly, you know, I've actually seen in some places where you would want to put it in maybe your wallet, not guys, because I'm sure that would be hard to sit on. But if you're a woman's purse, you know, in your change purse or something, or somewhere in your purse, sticking a citrine to help pull abundance in. And certainly you would want to put it in the money corner of your house, or, you know, I think that's in your, oh dear, well, you might have to look that up online. I think it's in your, because northeast, south, and west just does not make any sense in my mind. I have to actually draw it out. But there is a money corner in your house, and you can actually look it up online and find out where your money corner is. You want to maybe place a citrine there, and that is something, you know, that is definitely, what is it going to hurt to put a rock somewhere? There is a thing called a money frog. It's a three-legged toad, and this is used for attracting wealth as well. And so you can actually, sometimes when you go into stores, you see it next to cash registers or on managers' desks or offices, and especially in Oriental countries. So, you know, you can actually find a money frog and again, apply that. Put it where your money is and where you want to pull in some more money. And that would be just a token. You know, sometimes it's about setting the intention, but also what have you got to lose? Another way of getting money flowing into your house is by placing a fountain in your money corner. Now, usually, as I said, I'm not exactly sure northeast, southwest, but it's usually the far right corner of the home. It's the room that when you walk in the front door, you're going to look for the far right corner of your home, and that's where your money corner is. Now, putting a fountain there is actually going to help bring the flow of money into your house. And I got a lot to say about fountains, let me tell you, because fountains help to increase the qi in general in your home because it's movement and it's a water feature. And you have to have water features blended with the other different types of elements in your home. But water, there's so many beautiful ones in the stores. So not only is it a thing of beauty, but also it's something that's actually very positive. It has a positive effect upon the energy of your home. So, you know, give it some thought. Maybe pick up a water fountain and put one in your home, but especially in your money corner, which, again, is in the far right corner of your home. Now, one thing that the Chinese will tell you with feng shui is that your stove is a very important item in your home. And you should keep that clean and clear at all times. No junk, no pots and pans on top of it, no dirty pots and pans on top of it. Keep it immaculate because it symbolizes bringing abundance, the abundance in your home. And sometimes people actually place mirrors so that, you know, you place it in such a way that it reflects all four burners on your stove. And by doing that, it increases this positive effect of the actual top of the stove and the fact that this brings in abundance in the form of food and manna for your family, but also in the form of blessings into your home. So, you know, one thing really important to say there is keep that stovetop at least at all times immaculate. Now, your dining room, we all have a dining room table, and we all probably have a mirror somewhere in our house. Now, if you combine the two, you've got something that's really good feng shui. You want to take your mirror and you want to hang it on a wall across from the dining room table that reflects the top of the dining room table back. And then what you would want to do is maybe place a bowl of fruit on your table. And this really actually doubles the abundance of food in your home. And so, you know, I hope that works. I mean, given the price of groceries, maybe that can help balance it out, you know. Wouldn't that be awesome if it did? And I myself practice this, and I recommend it to everyone. I mean, I always find that I never have to worry about food in the house, that there's always money for that, plentiful money for that. And I really kind of attribute that to the mirror by the dining room. Another thing is turtles for good fortune. I read that in a feng shui book, and I went on a quest to find a turtle. And I found a turtle, and then I started giving them as gifts to my friends and my loved ones. And I explained to them that it was helped to bring blessings and abundance into your home. Well, consequently, since that time, people have decided that I collect turtles. And so now I have a collection of all these different kinds of turtles, which is wonderful. But turtles can either be a symbolic turtle or a live turtle is even better. And if you save the life of a turtle and bring it into your home, that's even, you know, that's the best blessing possible. So you might want to keep your eye out for a turtle in distress and bring it into your home. Let's see what else we have. Now, the front door of your house, this is a very important place. It's, according to feng shui, very important. And most experts, just by looking at your front door, pretty much can analyze the state of your home and what's going on with you. It's the place in which you enter. It's the first impression that people get when they walk up to your house. But also, you know, the chi, the positive energy, enters in through your front door. So it's really important to, you know, just take a look around your front door and make sure that the path is clear. Get rid of any garbage, newspapers, garden hoses, or anything, dead plants, or anything that is anywhere near your front door. Having that path clear and having it nice and clean around your front door, it allows good opportunities to flow into your life. And also, you know, something people forget to do, but cobwebs, you know, sometimes, you know, by the end of the year, you wonder what's gone on here. It's not Halloween, and there's cobwebs and bug stuff all around your doors. So you really want to clean that out as well. And having an attractive doormat and planting flowers along the walkway is another way that encourages the chi to enter your home, and it makes your home more inviting. Now, they do say, you often see these red doors, you know, on people's houses, and the red is a color that does attract good fortune. And so if you want to plant some flowers around your doors this spring, you know, consider a red flower. That way you're not only, enticing chi to come into your a front door from the flowers, but also you're using the powerful color red, all of which is really going to bring some really positive energy into your home. And when you're looking at that front door also, you know, make sure that it opens easily, that it's not broken or cracked or there's anything wrong with it. Make sure that there's nothing behind the door so it doesn't open properly. Sometimes we stack up stuff there. You want that door to swing open. Just keep it in repair and make your front door as attractive as possible. You might even want to stick some, like they quite often suggest, tying some bells on red strings and attaching them to the door so that it jingles when you open and close the door. And again, the bells attract good positive chi into your home through the front door, and that's another way to bring some abundance and good stuff into your house. Placement of where the door is also important. you know, you don't want to have a tree blocking your front door. You really want nothing to obstruct the view. So don't plant any trees in line with your front door as well. Okay, we're going to continue this chit-chat about feng shui, but I'm going to take a quick break. And I also want to remind you that you're listening to Visible by Numbers on BBS. I am taking your calls, whether you would like to share with me any stories about any paranormal activity that you've been experiencing since the onset of this 11 universal year. Also, I'm doing readings for our listeners. So you're welcome to call into the show when I get back, but we're going to take a really quick break here and be back in just a few seconds.
Did you know your name and date of birth speak volumes about you as a person and as a spiritual being? Well, your personal numerology can shine a light on your life's purpose, your true potential, and give you insight about your soul's journey in this lifetime. Join Alison Bachman, host of Visible by Numbers, Monday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on BBS Radio, as she unlocks the secrets of how to live a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life by using numerology as a guide. You'll be inspired by Alison's passion, her amazing on-air readings, insightful topics, and guests. You don't want to miss Alison's show Monday nights on BBS. Visit Alison at www.visiblebynumbers.com for more information. Be well.
Hello, and we're back. This is Alison, and this is Visible by Numbers. And I've been told that we've got somebody waiting, somebody that called in, so I want to know who's calling, please. Hello? Not sure. Do we have a caller, please? Okay, I've been told that the caller got disconnected. So I'm going to go forth and conquer and do some more feng shui stuff, okay? I mean, I just love this. I absolutely love feng shui, and it's so easy to do. You do not need to spend a lot of money. Sometimes it just means a little bit of work and maybe placing things a little bit differently. But the whole object of it is to bring positive energy into your house, prosperity, bring opportunities to you. So you really want to, you know, there's some really great books out there as well for feng shui. So you might want to invest a little time and a little bit of strategy and bring a little feng shui into your life. Let's talk about romance, okay? Now, many of you out there, you're single and you can't figure out, you know, why can't I find Mr. Right, or why do my relationships not last? Well, maybe you need to take a look around your house. You know, sometimes people have pictures of single people, you know, artwork that is just one lone figure. Maybe it's a sculpture, maybe it's a knick-knacks, just solitary figures. Now, you want to get rid of those if you're single. Maybe put them in a storage, I don't know. But really what you want to do is you want to replace them with images of happy couples, or maybe two of a kind, like two doves or two birds or two something. And that's really the kind of pictures that you want up in your home. Now, when it comes to your bedroom, let's say you're already married, you want to, in the bedroom, you almost want to create a shrine to you and your husband. This is not a place for the children's pictures. This is not a place for mom and dad. This is not a place for any family member except for the person that you're married to. So, you know, if you've got pictures of the kids in the bedroom, hang them somewhere else, not in your bedroom. Now, you also, when you're looking at the seating arrangement in your house, you know, single chairs that are just sitting there all by themselves, you know, it says, I want to be left alone, back off. So what you want to do is look at your seating arrangement and kind of maybe think in terms of love seats or chairs, putting them together, putting them at comfortable angles to each other, you know, which that's symbolic that you're kind of like inviting a relationship into your life. Now, how many of you have got your TV in the bedroom? Well, first off, this is not good for your sleep, okay? It's not even good chi to have it in your bedroom. It's negative energy. You don't want it in your bedroom, but it also kills romance. So you definitely want to take the TV out of your bedroom. Sensual bedding, right? you know, this is really important. How many, we sleep in our beds. How much time do we spend in our beds? So spend a little bit of money on some really nice sheets, maybe some luxurious pillows, blankets that are soft. Anything that invites you to just want to stay in bed all day is really what you want to go for. You know, the bed is so important. So make it inviting, and that by doing so, that's inviting the relationship as well into your life. Now, if you've got a king size bed, okay, which they're lovely. I mean, my husband and I sleep with two dogs, okay? Thank God one's only 9 pounds, the other one's 37 pounds, but let me tell you, it's not an easy task, not even on a queen size bed. And we actually were kind of thinking about getting a king size bed, but feng shui would tell you otherwise. It would say, no, 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 no huge mattress. Because it does not encourage intimacy. It actually kind of keeps you separated from each other. So don't make the switch to a king-size bed, but just try, you know, to make do with the queen being the top of the line. That's as big as you can get. I think that we've got a caller, so I'm going to just take a moment here and check. Anyone calling?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes. Hi, you're on the air. What can I do for you?
I've been trying to work up my own numerology, and I'm not getting too far here.
You're not getting too far, okay.
No.
Well, do you want to give me your date of birth?
9/18/53.
Okay. Well, I can't, obviously, do your full numerology, because that would involve you giving me a lot of information you shouldn't give on the air, but I can give you quite a bit of information based on what I see in your chart. Now, you gave me September 18th,
1953? Correct.
That's correct. Wow. Wow. Well, let me tell you something, my dear. I want you, if you can, to order a book called Romance in Your Name by Juno Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, she has a passage in that book where she's talking about somebody like you. That's how rare you are. You have all zero challenges, all nine pinnacles, all nine cycles. You're a nine life path and a nine birthday.
Right.
And it's extraordinarily rare to have this kind of configuration in the chart. We haven't even looked at your name, but just what I'm looking at here.
I've come up with a zero challenge.
You have all zero challenges, all of them.
Yeah.
You have four challenges in life, and all four of yours are zero. Yeah, and that's extraordinary. It's saying you're a very old soul, absolutely. And
okay.
What's your nine life path? You have so much nine energy. You really need to understand this nine energy, because it is not only who you are as a person, but it's absolutely going to be your experiences in life, because you have energy that makes you the person that you are, but you also have energy that influences your experiences in life. There are two different kinds of energies, but yours both match, meaning you get to do exactly what your talents and abilities are. However, nine is such a high vibration. And Juno Jordan says in her book, one can only imagine what the soul has taken on in the lifetime where there's nine life paths, nine birthday, all zero challenges, and all nine pinnacles. My dear, that is exactly what your chart is. In nine cycles, it's all nines. Nine is the number of someone who's coming into this lifetime, and you're working out something in your soul evolution. You're getting ready for something different next time around. You're getting ready maybe to move on. Maybe, I don't know, do you get to be a spirit guide, an angel? I don't know, but you're getting ready to graduate.
Wow.
This lifetime for you is about endings and completions. You may be working out a whole lot of past life relationships in this lifetime. And unfortunately, when you're dealing with past life relationships, people don't come up to you with name tags on that say, hi, I'm Fred from your lifetime in 1812. You know, we don't know when we meet people that actually we're working out something that in this lifetime. They may owe you something. You may owe them something. Maybe you've got to work through a relationship, something or other with them, but you got a lot of past life stuff going on. Your whole life this time is also so high vibrational because we're talking about learning compassion, unconditional love, and forgiveness, and letting go of the past. You know, and so, you know, oftentimes you've got to get in touch with this compassion. You have to learn to reach out and help others. You come in as a humanitarian, somebody who is here on some level to change the world. Now, you can change the world one person at a time. Oftentimes, nines actually set an example, and when other people come into your life, you set the example, you teach them something. When they've learned everything they have to learn from you, it's time for them to move on. Also, nines can sometimes change the world by doing something really good with their lives artistically. They can be teachers, they can be authors, they can be judges, they can be whatever they want to be because they're such multi-talented people. But you have to understand, your life is a little bit of a revolving door when it comes to people moving in and out of your life. Do you understand that? Yeah, it's kind of like you're a sad country western song. My dog died, my sister ran off with my boyfriend, you know, lost my husband. You know, it's just, you know, life can be a series of people in and out of your life. But you have to learn to love unconditionally and to give love but not expect to receive it. It doesn't mean that you won't be loved in this lifetime. It just simply means you can't try to hold on to it because you've got a lot of people that are going to be coming in and out of your life. You probably international relations, like international meaning multicultural, you're a citizen of the world. You belong to the world. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Now, do you understand that you have a great deal of spiritual understanding and psychic abilities?
Yes.
Well, you do, because some of the most gifted psychics and mediums that are working today, like John Holland, James Von Prague, and Lisa Williams, all are nine life paths.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I've really developed my abilities, but they just kind of elude me a little bit.
Well, you definitely have spiritual written all over your chart, from what I can see. I mean, I would like to very much look at your name as well and just see what that has to say, because that would be the full picture. But you do have a certain, but you can also understand, you certainly will be drawn to spiritual philosophy. You could end up being, you know, a spiritual teacher from your understanding of the various different things that you've learned in your lifetime. But you're here to help the world, really, truly. That's what it's all about. This year for you, let me see. 9, 18. Okay, so this year is going to require a great deal of patience on your part. You're probably feeling a little bit more sensitive than usual, maybe even very empathic or very clairsentient. You kind of know things without knowing why you know them. You may feel very intuitive this year. So I would really work on your psychic abilities this year because you've got that energy around you. And, you know, that when you have that energy, you might as well use it. But I'm going to tell you with this year specifically, when it comes to your life, if you have any arguments, any confrontations, any fights, you want to back away from them, take the peaceful way out of anything this year, because any kind of aggression this year is going to backfire against you. So you really want to just stay centered, stay balanced. Don't get involved in the drama this year. And just take the more peaceful way out of any situation. That would be my biggest advice for you this year.
Okay.
And if I were you, I would really explore your numerology chart, because I am telling you, my dear, your chart, I've done thousands, and your chart is one of those ones that is extraordinary. It's extraordinary. It's very unusual.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, was that helpful? Did all that make sense to you, sweetie?
Yeah, it does. It kind of lightens things up a lot.
Right. Well, don't worry. You know, if you've had difficult things in your life, like even in your childhood, the one thing final thing I'll share with you. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've met some very difficult people, had them as relatives, been in a situation where you've been harmed. I just want you to understand that from the get-go, you needed to learn what it was like to be in a position of needing help, of needing someone to reach out and help you or to offer you love or to offer you understanding. it's from being there and experience it, it taught you something so that later on in life, when you see someone in need, you reach out to help them. So I want you to kind of look at, and you have to understand, you're learning about unconditional love. It's very easy to love charming people. But boy, you know, somebody that needs unconditional love, you just think about it for a minute. They're not nice. So you've met a lot of not nice people in your lifetime. Well, your job in this lifetime is to forgive, to love them anyhow, and to move on, and to don't carry baggage around with you. Just be love. That's your job in this lifetime, is to be love and to offer to help people. Does that help you?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
sweetie. Okay. Well, good luck. I'm actually in awe of your chart, okay?
I'm honored.
Well, you should be. Yeah, I'm sure you could teach me a thing or two, okay?
I don't know about that, but
okay. Well, you keep studying numerology.
Yes, I will. And thank
all right,
you
thanks
so much.
Thanks for calling. All right, bye-bye.
Alrighty. All right, bye.
Okay. Alrighty then. All right, so where were we? Oh, yeah, we were talking about romance. Okay. And as I said, you know, the lines are open, everybody, so you're more than welcome to call into the show to get a reading like I just did for my last. But in the meantime, you know, I just can't sit here twiddling my thumbs. I got to talk about something. So we're going to talk about some romance here. We're talking about feng shui, okay? One thing that people do that's crazy is, you know, you push your bed up against the wall, and you don't really want to do that. You want to leave a little bit of space between the bed, headboard, and the wall, because if you push your bed up against the wall, it kind of closes out a chance for anything coming into your life. So you want to kind of have space around your bed. And also, you know, another crazy thing that people do is they place their bed in a room where their feet are facing the exit to the room, meaning their feet are facing the doorway. You don't want to do that. You want to place your bed in your bedroom so that you actually can see the front doorway, the doorway to your room, okay? So don't place it for feet first going out the room. Also, another thing that people are not aware of is if you've got a bedroom that's adjacent to a bathroom, you do not want to put your headboard against the wall adjacent to the bathroom. Don't do that. It drains the energy of the person that's sleeping there. So if you take a look around, where's your bathroom? Where's that bed? Move that bed. Put it on a different wall. I mean, that's actually not good for your health. So, you know, you want to kind of be aware of that. All right. Now, if you are in love and if you're married, you know, by all means, you know, build a little love shrine for your hubby. Pictures of you and your hubby, places you've been on vacation, maybe a framed copy of your marriage invitations, things like that. Now, if you're single, hey, paint that bedroom, maybe some pink. Maybe a little salmon, something like that, that will help to invite, you know, romance into your bedroom. Now, again, this is a good place to put pictures of happy couples or a couple of things like two hearts, two doves, two lovebirds. But whatever it is, pictures in your bedroom, make sure it comes in twos. Now, you may want to maybe put a little rose quartz in a bowl in your bedroom, or if you've got a rose quartz heart, put that in your bedroom, and it'll help to keep the romance in your bedroom. And even rose-shaped candles, you know, maybe some pink or red pillows or things like that in your bedroom, and that's going to help with the romance in your bedroom. Now, the one biggest no-no for feng shui is clutter. And hey, it's spring. We're doing our spring cleaning. So it's time to take a look around your house. And I know, you know, the least amount of things that you have in your house is a lot less that you have to clean. So let's say you're not necessarily the neatest person in the world. Well, think of it in terms of doing yourself a favor. Get rid of the clutter. It's less stuff that you have to deal with, less things that you have to clean. And let me tell you, when you have clutter in your house, you're actually slowing down and you're blocking sometimes that chi in the flow of positive energy in your house. You're blocking prosperity. You're blocking the money. You're also even messing around with your health. You want to bring in positive, good chi into your home. So start with the clutter. Keep the furniture to a minimum, you know, so that you have space to walk around. If you've got boxes or magazines or things you haven't touched in eons, you need to get rid of it. Send, give it to charity. Throw it out in the garbage. What are you saving it for? Don't save it. Give it to somebody that can use it. Same thing goes with your closets. Don't put things under your bed, for God's sakes. Make sure that your bed, there's nothing underneath your bed. You want to, even in the rooms under our homes, quite often we have storage areas down there, or spare rooms, where everything you can think of that you don't need anymore, you store downstairs. Before long, you've got a junk, veritable junkyard downstairs. So you want to work on clearing out those spaces, getting them back to clean, getting it back to neat, tidy, orderly, and getting rid of the junk and the clutter in your life. Broken things, don't save them. Don't save them. It's bad feng shui to have broken things. And that includes chipped dishes or anything like that in your house. Throw it out. Throw it out. You know, it's not really, you know, you want the positive chi. So clutter is the number one no-no. Look at your rooms and look for lighting. Make sure that light, it's an important source of energy. So, you know, you want natural light coming in for the windows, but you also want to paint the walls. You know, maybe even if you've got a darker room with not many windows, paint the walls yellow, which is kind of represents sunlight, and that's going to bring more light into the room. Let's see what else. We talked about not obstructing your doorway. And shoes, you know, quite often we drop our shoes at the front door. Don't do that. You know, keep that area just as clean as possible. Now, putting room mirrors in your rooms helps the energy to flow in the house, but you don't necessarily want to put mirrors in your bedroom because you don't want energy that's going to prevent you from having a good night's sleep. So if you do have mirrors in your bedroom and you're not sleeping that well, you may want to actually, you know, you can have a nice, lovely scarf or something that you can drape over the mirrors at night when you go to sleep, and that's going to help cut down on that energy that's keeping you awake at night. Plants are wonderful things to have in your house. Having yourself surrounded by them evokes healing and nurturing vibrations of nature right into your home. But the thing you got to be careful for is dead or dying plants, because they attract negative energy. So as soon as you got a plant that's keeling over on you, it's time to take it outside. Now, for those of us like myself, terrible gardener, I am. You know, if a plant lives in my house, God bless it, but generally things die. What I do sometimes, I did read where you can actually buy silk arrangements that look like plants, and as long as you keep dust off of them and keep them clean, sometimes that they can work in lieu of real plants. An important thing in your kitchen, and this is one thing that most people don't know, but you do not want anything directly across from your stove. Remember how we said and we mentioned that the stove was really important? Well, you don't want the sink across from the stove, okay, or even the refrigerator. If anything, you would kind of want a little bit of a triangle in your kitchen where you have the stove and then you have the sink and the refrigerator rather than things being directly across from each other. You might want to look that up on the Internet. Not that you can easily relocate any of those things, but that's something to keep in mind. So anyhow, there you go. Oh, in your bathrooms. Okay, people, keep them clean and keep your doors closed and keep your toilet lids down, because that's another area where abundance flows out of your house, okay? All right, well, we've only got a few minutes here, and so I just want to talk over a couple of things that are upcoming here. Number one, I did a radio interview with Sally Felton on Contact Talk Radio on March 25th, and, you know, you're more than welcome to go to Contact Talk Radio and listen to that archive. I've got joining Joseph Tittle tomorrow night on Journey into the Paranormal, which is on Block Talk Radio. It's at 8 o'clock p.m. I think you can check my website, and it'll give you directions on how to get there. And I love talking to Joseph. He's great. He's a wonderful, talented, gifted medium. He's also a very exciting radio host, and I just love spending time with him. So I'm going to hang out with him tomorrow night on the Paranormal Blog Talk Radio. So if you want to check it out, and Joseph is fantastic. So if you don't know about him and his work, that's a great way to get in touch. I also got an interview coming up on the Paranormal Podcast with Jim Harold. And that is on August 7th at 9 o'clock. Again, you can check my website. And Jim's got a great podcast. He's got some great subjects and some great radio shows. They're both Joseph and Jim. They both do. So you can check him out at www.jimherald.com. Maybe got some really cool radio shows you might want to listen to besides all the fabulous ones here on BBS Radio. And finally, I've got an upcoming workshop in the Connecticut area. And, hey, if you're in the area, I'd love to meet you. It's for Enlightened Professionals. It's April 17th and 18th. That information is on my website, www.visiblebynumbers.com. And if you're in the Connecticut area and you'd like to attend the workshop, all the information you need is there. And finally, we got some great guests coming up on BBS. We have Dr. Kevin Emery next week. We're going to talk about pendulums and psychic development. We also have a couple of lovely ladies coming on, what day would that be? April 13th, Susan Gale and Wildcat. They have this wonderful place, where they help, the people of Indigo children and crystal children. They help their families and friends understand. They help people that have children that are labeled ADHD and ADD. And I'm really looking forward to talking to them about the wonderful work that they do. And finally, April 20th, I have Joseph Tittle. He's actually going to be on the show. Wonderful medium. And on the 27th, we have Michelle White Dove back on the show. And, of course, you all remember her, both her and Joseph, actually, from America's Psychic Challenge. That's upcoming on Visible by Numbers. We got some exciting shows coming up. And my time is up, and I've got to go. So thanks so much for those of you that called in. Thanks for joining me this evening, and I'll be back again next week. In the meantime, I wish you all abundant blessings.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.